Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place of you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Happy New Year. Today's date is January 11th, 2020. This is Amazing Grace Ministries. We are destroying the yoke of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, which I'm filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, who is President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, as well as the host of this show. Announcements. Amazing Grace School of Ministry has joined the Richard Daniel Hinton University. Registrations for classes is now open. Dr. Maria Carey is the Dean of the School of Pastor Care and Christian Counseling. Dr. Carey will be teaching classes on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Thursdays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., starting March 2020. The topics will be addressing the DNA of emotional instability, exploring the roots of generational curses. Registration has started on January the 5th, 2020, in the bookstore located at Monumental Faith, 2750 West Columbus Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Keep the university in your prayers as we look forward to the opening of our doors for classes on Monday, March 9th, 2020 through May 9th, 2020. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-75 4. The Daniel fast has started Monday, January the 6th, 2020. Dr. Carey wants to know, how is it going? Praying 15 minutes, 3 times a day, for the next 21 days in the morning, afternoon, and evening, apart from your already prayer time. So text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584 just to let her know how things are going. Dr. Carey will be speaking this Sunday, which is January the 12th, 2020, at Word of Truth Pentecostal Church at their 1130 service, located 415 West 111th Street here in Chicago, Illinois. We look to see you there. Tune in to hear another exciting lesson in this new decade. Clear vision in 2020. Clear and plain directions. Let's start the lesson. Lesson scripture, Matthew 7, 7 and 8, King James Version. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Mark 7, 34, 35, King James Version. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. The definition for clear, when you say clear, clear is easily to perceive, understand, or interpret, free of any obstruction or unwanted object, completely remove an obstruction or unwanted item from somewhere, to get past or over something safely or without touching it. The world depends on our modes of perceptions. In order to find what is extrasensory, direction means a course along with someone or something moves, the course which must be taken in order to reach a destination, a point to or from which a person or thing moves or faces, the management or guidance of something or someone. In keeping with the last week's lesson, Ephphatha, it means be open, we need clear and plain directions from God. It's time for us, the believers, to see clearly the direction of God, the move of God in our lives. We need to be open or flexible to his direction. Some of us have been left blind, deaf, and dumb by Satan's attacks. But in 2020, we are getting double for our trouble. Let's say that again. I'm getting double for my trouble. 2019 was a difficult year for most of us, but God. This month of January, we have started to seek God for 2020 by fasting and prayer. We are shaping our sense for 2020 so that we can be open to a supernatural move of God. What are the 5 senses of humans? Humans have a multitude of senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch are the 5 traditional recognized senses. Anatomy and structure of human sense organs, Aristotle, 384 BC to 322 BC, is credited with the tradition classification of the 5 sense organs: sense, sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. As far back as the 1760s, the famous philosopher Immanuel Kant proposed that our knowledge of the outside world depends on the modes of perception. In order to define what extrasensory, we need to define what is sensory. Each of the five senses consists of organs which specialize cellular structures that have been receptors for specific stimuli. These cells have links to the nervous system and thus to the brain. Sensing is done at primitive levels in the cell and integrates into sensations in the nervous system. Sight is probably the most developed sense in humans, followed closely by hearing. Even in scriptures, we use our five physical senses in a figurative way to help us comprehend our interactions with the heavenly realm of God's presence and power. We can see, for example, with spiritual eyes. Paul prayed thus for the believer, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. This is Ephesians 1 and 18. Similar, we are privileged to hear the voice of the Lord with spiritual ears. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. A stranger will they not follow, for they know not the voice of strangers. John 10:5. The sense of touch is the sense of feeling, and God can both touch and be touched. We read, for example, of a band of men whose hearts God had touched, 1 Samuel 10:26. Of Jesus Christ, it is said that he is not a remote deity which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, Hebrews 4:15. Even people who never knew him can perhaps feel after him and find him, Acts 17:27, if they truly desire his great salvation. We can even become unto God a sweet savor of Christ, 2 Corinthians 2:15. To the world, the faithful Christian's life and testimony can be either the savor of death unto death to those who refuse it, or the savor of life unto life, 2 Corinthians 2:16. Finally, we are exhorted actually to taste the Lord and see that he is good. His word will be, according to our needs, either sincere milk, 1 Peter 2:2, or strong meat, Hebrews 5:14, or sweeter as the honey and the honeycomb, Psalms 19:10. So we are no longer doing the same things we did last year, but in 2020, our senses have been elevated to a new level, setting goals for 2020. Often during this time of the year, there are many New Year's resolutions made. Here are some of the common ones that we make. To lose weight, every year we come up with this grand idea that we want to achieve. How many of us really reach it? Then we say, I'm going to be better at work, or I'm going to find a new job. We make healthier choices. This is another one. I'm not going to call it a diet. I'm going to make healthier choices, and I'm guilty. But do I stick with it? That's the question. Then we say, well, okay, well, I'm going to diet, or I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to even exercise more. Well, I'm going to at least get started. Then we say, I'm going to save more money. The economy is so high, I have to save in order to keep up. Then I might say, well, I'm going to learn a new skill. Do you know that the list goes on and on? However, New Year's resolutions are so often abandoned by February the 1st. Research has shown that 80% of New Year's resolutions are forgotten by February the 15th. In addition, researchers say the problem with these goals or resolutions is that no one of them is specific, which leaves us with a lot of gray area to play around in. For instance, I'll splurge tonight on this ice cream sundae and I'll start fresh tomorrow. Well, I'll just buy this one electronic. Our goals are not measurable when talking about exercise. How much more will we do? One day per week, twice a month? They're not actionable. What steps will I take to lose weight? Are you going to sign up for class to learn your new skill? How are you going to come back learning a new skill? They're just not realistic, simply because they are so vague. And finally, they're not timely because there's no deadline to any of them. Just like goals for the year, we must have spiritual goals. Spirituality goals. Your spirituality goals will help you work towards a better life on your journey towards self-actualization. You may say, what do you mean by self-actualization? Self-actualization, according to the dictionary, is the full realization of one's creative, intellectual, or social potential. And everyone's is different. Your spiritual goal must be clear and open for God's directions. Setting goals in this domain will help you to live in line with your values, which means that these goals will be highly individualized in nature. To start setting these goals, explore your beliefs and consider the big questions that you want to answer, such as what is or why. Do some self-reflection and meditation to try to get your mind in the right direction in making these goals. God calls his people to be transformed by the renewing of their minds. This transformation of thinking God's thoughts after his is a daily pursuit, not just for the first of the year. Matthew 7:7 gives us the tools we need. Tool number one, choose to seek the Lord. Two, seek God for clear directions by praying and spending time in his presence. Matthew 6:33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the Lord in 2020. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Choose to seek the Lord in 2020. Seek his face continually in 2020 as we are instructed in the word of God. Seek God in all seasons. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. Seek him in all situations, every day and everything in 2020. Seek him in all circumstances, all problems, whether they be good or bad. Choose to diligently seek God in everything that you do. Pursue God with all of your heart and soul. For the next 12 months, seek God concerning your career. Seek God concerning your finances. Seek God concerning your faith. Seek God concerning your family. Seek God concerning your marriage. Seek God concerning how to handle the heart of your spouse. Seek God concerning who you should marry if you want to marry. Seek God before you divorce your spouse. Seek God concerning every aspect of your life. Here's the key. Seek God continually. Continually, that means all the time. Pray without ceasing. Let God lead you. Let God order your steps. Seek him daily. We are praying 15 minutes in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. And so can you. At least seek him on your job. Seek him concerning your next steps, what you should do, how he wants you to do them, and when you should do them. Seek him concerning the direction of your career. Seek him concerning your business. Seek him concerning his business. Seek him in everything that you say and do. Let God lead your footsteps. Let God lead your words. Let God lead your actions. 1 Chronicles 16:11, and this is the AMPC version, and it declares, seek the Lord and his strength. Yearn for and seek his face, and to be in his presence continually. Now I want to read it for you from the Message Bible. God seekers, be jubilant. Study God and his strength. Seek his presence day and night. Let's desire to be in his presence. Yearn for his presence. Choose to be strengthened by God. Seek his strength. Seek his face in every season, not just for the beginning of the year, but all year and years to come. According to Strong Concordance, the Hebrew word for seek is darash, H-1875, which means to resort to seek with care, to inquire, to require, to consult. Seek God before you make your next move. Let God lead you. Seek his counsel in everything that you do. His counsel is pure. His counsel is sure. His counsel is perfect. Seek and surrender to God's counsel and his way of doing things. 1 Chronicles 16:11, the NLT version declares, search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him. Search his heart. Search his word. Search and pursue God's way of doing things continually. In Matthew 7:7-8, this is the King James Version, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seeketh, that asketh, receiveth. And to he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. The Message Bible version reads, don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse, hide and seek game we're in. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as we are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You are at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love would be even better? Jesus tells us to be persistent in our pursuing God. People often give up after a few half-hearted efforts and conclude that God cannot be found. But knowing God takes faith, focus, and follow through. And Jesus assures us that our effort will be rewarded. Don't give up in efforts to seek God. Continue to ask him for more knowledge, for more patience, for more wisdom, for more love and understanding. And he will give them to you in 2020. Faith. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. John 8:24. Unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sins. Mark 5:36. Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. Focus. Romans 12:2. Says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Follow through. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and hope. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for who you are. You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. You are majestic. Lord, forgive us of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, and God, even those that we willfully done. Thank you for a clear vision in 2020 and beyond. Look on the listeners one by one, name by name. Open our eyes naturally and spiritually. Lord, look on your people that are seeking a clear vision. Look on your men and women of God that are seeking your face to lead the people. Take the blinders off the eyes of those that have been blinded by Satan and his devices. Just like you did it for the three Hebrew boys, we know that you can do it for us. But some of us have been saved a long time, and somewhere down the road we lost sight. Lord, even if we lose our sight, help us not to lose the vision, your vision. Lord, keep Dr. Carey in the center of your will. Use her for your glory. Lord, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, give them clear vision. You know what everyone needs, collectively and individually. Do it for them according to your will. We are giving you the glory, the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in this morning to Blog Talk, where Dr. Maria Carey is the host, and standing in today is yours truly, Missionary Terry Rogers. I pray that you heard something that will help you in your spiritual bank. Tune in on next week, same time. Be blessed of the Lord and enjoy the remainder of your weekend.